you mentioned there the running stats and the work rate. That's hell of a platform for anything, isn't it?
Well, like I say, sometimes you get criticised, or the players get criticised for all sorts of things. But, you know, the one thing that you can't criticise this group for, you know, since the beginning of the season, and showing, obviously it's still showing there now, is the fact that every game, or most of the games, they've gone out and had a go. And, you know, whether we lack a little bit of quality here and a little bit of quality there, the players are running round and, you know, having a right go. And we need to do that. We've got 13 cup finals coming up. Starts on Saturday at Reading, and then we've got 12 in the league, and we hope there's more to come. But, you know, the respect that we all show Reading and the respect that they deserve, you know, is uttermost in my mind.
With you, surely that effort and commitment is a minimum requirement, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. But the players understand that and recognise that as well.
Reading, what do you expect from them?
Well, they've got some good players. You know, I think they're most probably disappointed that they've not done as well. You know, they start the season really well. And we expect a tough game. The pitch is difficult. We've seen with the rugby being played on there, it's a difficult pitch, difficult service. So that's going to make it, you know, it's rain forecast, so they tell me. So it's going to make it a real, real exciting cup tie, I think, in lots of respects.
What do you do at your final words in these sort of games when it's not the Premier League? Do you just remind them about the cup? Is that your last thing? Do you just remind them how important it is to the fans?
Like I say, I think the problem that we've got today is, and it's not a problem that's come from myself, I think the Premier League is the be-all and end-all of everything in football, and it shouldn't be that way, you know, in lots of respects. And the FA Cup is very, very special. It's an unbelievable, as I said to him yesterday, it's an unbelievable day out. You know, it's just remarkable. It's something that will always stay with you. And it's something that's so worth fighting for. You can't believe it. But to try and convince them that it is that, then without experiencing it, some of them, you know, there's four or five who have experienced it. You're hoping that their experience will bring the others through. And make sure they're motivated and up for it and ready to go on Saturday, because, like I say, if we can get through, it'll be wonderful. I think it'll be the first time in this club's history that it's got through to consecutive quarterfinals, and which is a fantastic achievement and something that the players should be proud of.
Sad though that they need some sort of incentive to take this sort of competition. You know what I mean? And I've heard players before, it isn't as important as the Premier League. It's their bread and butter. One understands that.
No, it's not just. I don't think it's just the players.
It is about money, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think it's just about the players. I think it's about everybody. I think it's about the hierarchy. I think it's everything. You know, the money. Everything in life now is about money, and which is wrong, really, in lots, and especially sport. But that's the way it is, and you have to get on with it.
Do you see that as one final one? Do you see that as the reason the gap between fans and clubs is growing is because of money?
Well, I think the great thing about what you've just said is that people are talking now about ticket pricing, and there'll be a massive swell over the next, I think, few years to you know, put pressure on football clubs to reduce and make sure there's deals done for supporters. And especially, you know, I'm old-fashioned in lots of respects. I'd love one end to be given to the away supporters. I'd love for clubs to say £10 a ticket, £5 for juniors, away from home, and you've got 5,000 if you can sell them. If you can't, then we'll open them back up and we'll cut one corner off for our supporters. And so, you know, young people get used to travelling to grounds. And irrespective, if we've got Manchester United at the Albion, then it's £10 and £5. If we go to Old Trafford, it's £10 and £5. And we've got 5,000 seats there. They got 5,000 seats at the Hawthorn. So we do it. And you get that away support. And what it does, it actually generates a much better atmosphere. The Premiership has got, the grounds have got a little bit quieter, a little bit more reserved. And, you know, we're a little bit behind the Germans in respect of atmosphere, I think. And, you know, this country used to be the best country in the world for atmosphere. And it was so tribal and competitive. And in a right way, I'm not talking about it in a bad way. So let's try and get back to that. The big thing for me is taking your children, you know, filling the car up with the kids and being able to afford to take them to Old Trafford, to take them to the Emirates and places like that, and actually have a day out with them. It's impossible to do that with a price ticket in today. Impossible, unless you're a very, very wealthy man. And it'd be lovely for you to see the kids travelling with their families again, and families being able to afford a ticket or three or four tickets to actually go as a family to watch a game away from home.
Well said.
Into the fifth round and a couple of the big teams playing each other, a real opportunity now for this side with the draw potentially opening up a little bit, and with that experience of last season, you must see this as a real opportunity for your side.
Well, it's going to be a tough game. Reading are a good, every championship side are well organised, is it now the fourth most supported league in the world in respect to crowds. It's very competitive, and we know it'll be a tough game. Brian's a good manager. He's been there before. He knows the score. I think they got to the semi-finals last year. So they'll be looking to emulate that again. So we know it's going to be a tough game for us.
And I know you've been very complimentary of the atmospheres at these FA Cup games at the Hawthorns because of the big away followings that the two teams have brought there. It'll be your side that has that big backing this time, and that's because of very affordable ticket prices, I think, again, as well. And is there something that the Premier League could learn from that?
Oh, well, I've spoke about what I think, and like I say, we've got to try and make it easier for away supporters to travel. I think it's important. I think we've forgot about them a little bit, but it's up to the main people in the boardrooms, the people in suits, to make those decisions.
I just wonder what you think has been key to your team's response to that Newcastle result, which you said was a very disappointing performance and what could have been a potentially damaging result for the league campaign. But the way they've come back in that Peterborough game and the focus in that Everton game, I just wonder what has been key to getting that response from you.
No, I thought the Newcastle game was a poor game and we played poorly and everybody, I think it was... You can carry two or three, you can't carry seven or eight. And we were carrying seven or eight. We were below, what they are capable of doing. But, I've just said it now in the press and I'll say it to you again. We've got the third highest running stats in the Premier League. It's only Tottenham and Bournemouth who have run further than us all season. So that shows that the players have been having a go week in, week out. And it's not because of lack of effort or anything like that. We've drawn too many games. That's been our problem more than anything else. The lack of goals, obviously have been disappointing. But for effort and commitment, and for players having a go and players working hard for one another, this club is well in front of a lot.
A lot of talk this week about how the reforms could work in the FA Cup. Talk about getting rid of replays. FA Cup semi-finals at Wembley as well. Is there any? I know you're a big champion of this competition, but is there anything that you would change about how it works in terms of the scheduling and how it reflects on your Premier League campaign?
Yeah, I think the Premier League could help, by making sure that the games, the FA Cup, the third round, all the way through to, the finals, you actually followed by a clear week, so you can put out your strongest team. I think this year the third round and the fourth round have been followed by midweek games. And I think it's with the pressure that managers are under to stay in the Premier League because of the finances, I think there's always that thought in your process, in your mind, about the game on the Tuesday and then the game on the following Saturday. And I don't think that's right. I think the FA Cup is very, very special for me in lots of respects. And I think it should be shown the utmost respect by everybody. It's a wonderful competition. It's the greatest cup competition in the world. And it should remain that. And people in the Premier League should understand that, they should give it the respect that hopefully the rest of the country does.
Should the semi-finals be at Wembley?
I think that's, traditionally, I used to love the games being at Villa Park and... the atmospheres were just absolutely wonderful. But I have to say, we went to Wembley in the semi-final when I was at Stoke and we won the game 5-0, and I won't take that away, from anything in my mind. So that was a wonderful, wonderful day. Whether it was at White Hart Lane, whether it was at Old Trafford, whether it was at Villa Park, those semi-finals were very, very special days.
I just wanted to ask one more. I just wondered, as a former manager of Jolyon Lescott, whether you're surprised at some of the strife that he's found himself in this week. I know you won't want to talk too much about players in other clubs now, but certainly in the WM patch, it's a big story for us. And I just wondered if you had any, if you were surprised by it at all.
By what?
So he's found himself in a bit of strife on social media, and in the reaction to
that he's had a bacon sandwich or something for breakfast, or you know, I just don't understand these things. So I'm not avoiding the question, but I just, you know, I can't for the life of me, you know, people tell me that you can put stuff on about, you know, having breakfast or having lunch or doing this. Now, if people are tuning in to what Jolyon's having for breakfast or what he's doing, then it just bemuses me. You know, it's just completely and utterly out of my sphere as a human being. I, when I was younger, we talked to one another. We didn't write messages.
He did just say that in the post that he was sorry for his team's lack of commitment and his own lack of commitment. Does that surprise you?
In where?
That it could come from someone like him, given his attitude.
Where was this put, in the papers or on the TV or?
He posted it on his page as an apology.
Yeah, I think you're better off talking to someone who understands this rather than someone who hasn't got a clue what you're talking about.